track 15. Now to our final piece, The Last Bird. And it's all happening this month for Flora and her friends. Things have taken a bit of a turn here, and not for the better. It all began when Big Myrtle went all poorly again. Between you and me, for a substantial bird, she's a bit of a sick note. She doesn't even lay anymore. In a past life, she'd have been off to the kebab shop, but the regime is a bit more relaxed here, fortunately. So she's just been moping about off her food and water and just standing around under the hedge with her head buried in her shoulders. Curls and the beard are on to her. She is grabbed and hustled inside the human's coop. We are up at the door, craning our beaks round to have a look at what's going on, but Commando Isabel is a step ahead and has jumped up onto a box for a proper shifty through a window. "Stirrup," she says. "Myrtle's in a box." We're aghast. Is this the end for our leader? Is she off to the great chicken run in the sky? "It's a plastic box. I can see through the sides," reports our eye in the sky. "They're giving her grapes." Grapes. Squashy, sweet, yummy grapes. That's proper food for a poorly bird. They'll be drip feeding her Lucozade next. "They're drip feeding her something," says Isabel. "Just water, though. Now they're making her eat little balls of porridge. She's not liking that much, but it's going in." And a few minutes later, it's all over and the boss is back moving among us. "Well, that was weird," she says. "Those grapes were nice, but a bit gritty. And as for the porridge balls, excuse me, I'm just going to go over here and stand for a bit." Out pops Curls with some sweet corn for the rest of us. "Here you go, girls. Have some sweet corn and worm powder." We gobble it up. "Doesn't taste much of worms," says Daisy. She's right. It's just a shade odd on the beak, but never mind. It's all good. And next day, it happens again. And the day after that, for a whole week. And gradually, Big Myrtle perks up, coming to the trough with the rest of us and milling about the place. We know she's feeling better when she flattens Isabel and Daisy in quick succession in a brief dispute about a beetle. But just as normal service resumes, we're thrown into chaos. When it gets light in the morning, Beard usually shambles over and opens the coop door, then the gate to the run, and off we trot into the big wide world. But today he opens the coop door and then wanders off again. We squawk after him about him forgetting to open the run gate, but he's gone back into his coop. We shuffle about, trying not to panic when he comes back, and this time brings breakfast into the run. "Sorry, ladies," he says, "but you're going to have to get used to this. There's bird flu about. You're on lockdown for a while." "Lockdown? I can't be banged up," wails Daisy. "I'm too pretty for prison." Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton branch of Fresh Start for Hens. And this is all imagined by Dominic Castle.